This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for listening this afternoon. Books, books, and more books on this Monday afternoon. You'll hear a conversation with Jeffrey Gerard, the Cincinnati author whose first novel, Cain's Blood, is a thrilling tale of cloning, science, and serial killers. He'll be in the studio later. And also at Books by the Banks, the Cincinnati USA Book Festival this weekend at the Duke Energy Convention Center in downtown Cincinnati. More than 100 national, regional, and local authors and book illustrators will be at the festival. Here to provide a preview of this year's Books by the Banks in the studio with me are Kate Lawrence, Adult Services Programming and Exhibits Manager at the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County, and Michael Link, Publisher Relations and Events Manager at Joseph Beth Booksellers. What are you looking forward to at Books by the Banks? Which authors do you hope to see? You can call 513-419-7100, email talk@wvxu.org, post on Facebook, or tweet us. Kate, Michael, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So this is the 7th annual Books by the Banks, and I'll start out with what is new this year, because you have been growing quite a bit over the last few years. Kate, I guess I'll throw it in your court to begin with.
All right. Well, we have all of the things that people have loved from last year, all the authors, the kids' corners, the panels. One of the new things we have this year are writing and publishing panels for people who are aspiring authors. They can come get information about writing, promoting their books, and that type of thing. So we're really, really excited about that.
And that is something that is fast changing these days when it comes to publishing in books and, you know, even short stories and like the self-publishing and the self-promotion too.
Absolutely. And one of the discussions that we're going to be having is using social media to promote your book. And I think that's going to be really important going forward. Everybody's using Facebook and Twitter, so that's going to have a lot of good information.
It's been interesting as I run into more and more authors, I'm doing background on them, that it's not only the social media, but also authors doing videos and having video trailers for their books.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
It's pretty interesting.
And they're spending a lot of money on that.
Yes.
You know, publishers especially, they're starting to look more and more like movie trailers than, you know, someone's sitting in front of a green screen talking about a book.
Well, Last Monday we talked to Francesco Marsuliano about his new book, I Could Chew on This and Other Poems by Dogs, and I happened to go online and see a trailer he did sitting in the middle of Central Park of all things, so I know it is. Well, from your perspective, Michael, because I know you run into these authors and the like quite often in your work at Joe Beth, what is new to you for the 7th annual Books by the Banks?
I think, you know, the amazing thing about this festival, more so than I think a lot of national festivals, is it's really so much a product of the community and what the attendees want. The festival spends a lot of time surveying its attendees, surveying its authors, surveying its partners. So the writing component is something that has come up time and time again. And Cincinnati's amazing in the sense that the talent pool here is insanely deep.
Oh, yes.
One of the people that we have on the panels, Chuck Sambuccino, he's not just a published author, but he actually edits the books, you know, the author and writer's markets that other authors use to find publishers and promote their own work. So it's not just that we're pulling from authors. We're also pulling from the people who are helping everyone else. And wordplay, which, you know, is getting a lot of press in Northside, and admittingly, I am involved with wordplay, but it's not just authors, but they're also going to be doing a workshop for kids to get involved in creative writing. You know, I think all of us at the festival and Joseph Beth and the library and all the partners believe that literacy is one of those things that does raise all boats. So, you know, we're just really excited to have such a broad offering this year.
Well, you have quite a team of organizers, libraries, universities, and the like. What kind of team do you have that puts together this festival each year?
It's just Kate and I.
Yeah, just the two of us.
That's it.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to catch grief for taking all the credit there now, won't you?
We would never do that. No, there's a huge team of people that put it together. Our organizers are the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County and Joseph Beth, of course, but we also work with the University of Cincinnati Libraries, the Claremont County Public Library, the Mercantile Library, the Midpoint Library System, Northern Kentucky University, Steely Library, and the Lane Libraries. So it's people from all of those organizations pulling together to make the festival happen.
And then all of the media partners, obviously, from the beginning, you know, everyone at WVXU has been right in step with us, as well as, you know, CET and the Inquirer as well as, you know, Cincinnati Family. And so, you know, we have media partners that are all community-based. We have basically every literacy and literary organization, as well as, you know, a lot of other people that fund individual sponsorships, and people from all of the, you know, various partner sponsors, et cetera, work on committees all year round to, as soon as the festival is over, we're planning the next one. So it is a full year endeavor.
Well, I was going to ask, when does the planning begin? Because I know it's a little bit difficult when it comes to arranging for authors to be here. I know they are quite busy. You never know for sure when someone's going to be publishing a book. You have kind of an idea, but there's always surprises that pop up. And, you know, what is the planning process and when does it begin? Literally after the festival ends?
Yeah, literally right after the festival ends. Sometimes we're looking at next year's festival before, you know, the current year's festival even takes place. It's a constant work in progress.
We were talking about it literally right before we walked in here. Mm-hmm. Next year's festival. Yeah.
Wow.
Without exaggeration, we're talking about dates and, you know, from planning all these things, not just the author tours, but where it's going to be, the each year's evolution, and what we want to see out of it, et cetera. It's usually, I think it's fair to say, 15-month process.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So what would you say has been improved over last year? You know, if you were getting the feedback and after last year's festival, you know, what improvements can you promise the folks that will be coming to Books by the Banks on Saturday?
Well, one thing that we've gotten a lot of feedback from attendees about is they want to see more authors for teens and young adults. So this year we've really made an effort to beef up our YA author section. We have probably twice as many YA authors as we've had in the past. We have a couple of really amazing graphic novelists that are going to be there. So I'm really proud and excited about that.
And Cincinnati this year, one of the amazing things about what I do at Joseph Beth, overseeing the, you know, our author program all year round, was really the amount of people who live in this area, Dayton, Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati, Columbus, that are being published by major publishers as well. It's been a bumper crop this year for YA authors. We have some of the publishers' lead YA titles, not just at the festival, which is exciting and really energizing, but it has the added value of them. They're local. They teach in the city. They live in the city. And, you know, Jeffrey Gerard is a perfect example.
Yes.
He is kind of a bit of an overachiever. He published not one, but two books on the same day. So, and admittedly, they're intertwined stories, and, you know, he'll obviously speak to that. But that's just sort of a great example of the how literary an area we live in. It's just very, very rich in that tradition.
Well, very interesting because I know Jeffrey Gerard. Cain's Blood is actually the adult novel, and he has a YA novel called Project Cain that is you know, associated with it, and it's interesting. And he is a high school teacher, teaches at Moeller, he teaches English at Moeller.
Yeah, so got his degree at Miami. I mean, just, yeah, local through and through.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of, you know, as I looked through the list, because there are, you know, over 100 authors, and it seems to be growing as I look at it online, and they're like, what proportion would you say come from the tri-state area? Any rough guesstimation?
I would say over half.
Certainly.
At least.
Yeah.
Really? That's quite amazing to, you know, I mean, we hear about quite a few authors around here, but I didn't realize that many.
Well, and an interesting thing, and this is, you know, it's one of the things that we're most proud of, and it has a lot to do with the library as well. But each year they put out a listing of the top 10 most literary cities in the United States of America, and Cincinnati is always in it. I believe last year we did slip to number 11, but we were seven the year before. And that has to do with authors, with book sales, with the library systems, et cetera. And this festival, Leah Stewart, Marjorie Salona is going to be there, both of them who launched their book on the same day. Marjorie Salona is up for the first novel prize for the Center for Fiction in New York City. There's just incredible talent in this town.
Amazing stuff happening for the Books by the Banks Cincinnati USA Book Festival. It's happening on Saturday at the Duke Energy Convention Center between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. It's a free event and really is made for the entire family. I'm speaking with Michael Link from Joseph Beth Booksellers and Kate Lawrence from the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100. Terry from Blue Ash on the line this afternoon. Terry, you're on Cincinnati Edition.
Hi, Mark. It's Carrie with a K. How are you?
Oh, dang. Sorry about that, Carrie. Fine, Carrie.
Right. That's quite all right. I just am calling to as a member of the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators, which is a mouthful, but we have a small group here in Cincinnati who get together every month at the Sharonville Library. We promote KidLit, and I just wanted to plug three members of our group who are going to be at Books by the Banks this year. One is YA fiction author Emma Carlson-Burnet, who's there, and then two other authors with whom I blog about nonfiction, which is near and dear to our hearts and we think should be an even bigger part of KidLit, as we call it, and a growing part of KidLit. They are Mary Kay Carson, who is there with her new wonderful book on the universe and a couple of other new books as well, and Brandon Marie Miller, who is there with her new book for a YA or teen audience on Women of the Frontier. They're both fabulous authors, fabulous writers, and we hope that the public will stop by to say hello to them as well.
Well, thank you, Carrie. Appreciate you, pushing the local authors here as it goes along. And that is something, Kate, that you don't think about, nonfiction for children, and that is or young adults too. That's something I know. I believe I've read or heard somewhere that nonfiction for young adults is really what the young adults like to read.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a growing genre, and we're seeing more and more of that at the festival every year.
And part of the Common Core,
mm-hmm.
That's really rolling out to all the public schools, is much more focused on informational texts. And so we hear that a lot from different attendees that they'd like to see more of it.
So we have children's fiction and nonfiction, young adults you talked about too. What other kind of areas are the authors organized in?
Well, we have, of course, fiction. We have a lot of great headlining fiction authors this year. Stuart Woods is going to be there, which a lot of people are really excited about. James McBride. We have Maria Semple, who wrote the best-selling novel Where'd You Go, Bernadette?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a great fiction. We have a lot of nonfiction, local history, cookbooks, sports, just about everything you can think of.
Yeah, and Kate mentioned earlier, too, we have a number of graphic novelists, including Jean Yang, whose book American Born Chinese won an American Library Association Award, and his new book Boxers, which is actually two contrasting stories together, longlisted for the National Book Award, as is James McBride's The Good Lord Bird. And so we're really excited. Huge award winners on the way. And also a book that we're hearing a lot of excitement about, The Rosie Project.
Ah, yes,
well.
Graham Simsion.
Yep. I just actually finished it over the weekend, and I loved it. I think if people haven't picked it up and read it yet, you need to do that immediately.
Kate Lawrence and Michael Link discussing Books by the Banks, the Cincinnati USA Book Festival happening 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday at the Duke Energy Convention Center. If you have a question or comment about Books by the Banks, you can call 419-7100 or email us talk@wvxu.org. Back with more, some more authors, and what else you can see at Books by the Banks after a short break. It's Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7. I'm Mark Purzell. Books by the Banks, the Cincinnati USA Book Festival this weekend at the Duke Energy Convention Center in downtown Cincinnati. More than 100 national, regional, and local authors and book illustrators will be at the festival. In the studio talking with me this afternoon about Books by the Banks are Kate Lawrence, Adult Services Programming and Exhibits Manager at the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County, and Michael Link, Publisher Relations and Events Manager at Joseph Beth Booksellers. Join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, emailing talk@wvxu.org, posting on Facebook, or by tweeting at 917WVXU. Well, I want to kind of put you all on the spot and ask, who are you most looking forward to seeing about among the hundreds that are coming? You mentioned Graham Simsion there, Kate, so I guess I'll put you on the spot to begin with. Okay. Graham Simsion and the Rosie Project.
Yes, the Rosie Project. Graham Simsion's an Australian author. His book has been huge overseas. It was just released in the U.S. on October 1st. And once I picked it up, I really couldn't put it down. It's a really engaging novel about a professor who's on the quest to find the perfect wife, and he meets Rosie, and that kind of turns his world upside down.
As I recall, I have the book on my desk. I've not yet read it, I have to confess, but I'm looking forward to reading it. But I know the little preview I've read says that he has a he's a very exacting professor, shall we say, and Rosie's anything but exact.
Exactly. She was not the perfect woman that he was looking for. So it's all about what happens to him when Rosie comes into his life.
And Michael, who are you looking forward to?
Well, the list could go on and on, but one of the first, some of the headliners that, you know, we confirmed really early that Kate and I have been excited about for months and months and months. R.J. Palacio, who wrote Wonder. This is a book that we can't put in enough hands. It's just an astounding work. Many of us thought it was going to sweep the awards last year. And it's a really important book about a child with a facial deformity and basically making his way in the world. And it's really a masterpiece. And I think that RJ is going to be incredible at the festival. And when we confirmed that, we were literally dancing around.
Mm-hmm. And she has worked with books for a while. This is her first novel, if I'm not mistaken. But she, mm-hmm. she's been an art director and graphic designer for books for years.
Yeah, and she has worked at Workman, who came on at the very early with author support for the festival in its first year, and they're sending a number of their authors. Barney Salzberg is returning, you know, one of the sort of our favorite kids authors, and Workman has been a tremendous supporter. And in fact, one of the things that they're doing this year, which is a kind of a special thing, is for the new Sandra Boynton book, Frog Trouble, that just came out. Sandra's not touring, but she designed and created and then signed a special Books by the Banks only book plate, and will have only 40 copies of her book signed at the festival. So that's, you know, just the sort of thing that we're able to do as the festival grows and we deepen our relationships with a lot of the publishers. But so our definitely RJ, James McBride is a master. I think The Color of Water is almost 25 years old now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he also wrote Song Yet Sung and The Miracle at Santa Ana. But his new book, The Good Lord Bird, which takes place, at, you know, basically at a raid on a farm with John Brown and a young slave who gets kind of swept up in the wake, really is, it's his fiction-wise, his best book to date, certainly. And we'll go down as just one of his masterpieces. And that, I think it has a good chance to win the National Book Award.
Talking Books by the Banks on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or emailing us talk@wvxu.org. Kemper from Hyde Park on the phone this afternoon. Hello there, Kemper.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Well, I'm calling because I am an employee of the Cincinnati Opera, and I wanted to also mention that in addition to all the wonderful author events and book events going on, We will be at the Kids Corner at around 11 o'clock performing some excerpts from our recent outbound tour called Let's Cook Up an Opera. So it's going to be a lot of fun for any families and young kids that are down there. This is going to be a great live performance that's going on in addition to, I think, some other live performances. But I did want to highlight that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for doing that, Kepper. And Kate, Michael, that's right. It's more than just the authors and, you know, talking to the authors or getting your book signed at Books by the Banks. There's really something for everything, everyone, including the Kids Corner, where things like the Cincinnati Opera there will be happening.
Yeah, absolutely. The Kids Corner is a lot of fun this year. We have the opera, obviously. We have Thaddeus Rex, who's going to be performing. And then we have several of our authors who are going to be in the Kids Corner. Barney Salzberg, who Michael mentioned. Jeffrey Ebler, who's a local author and the illustrator of this year's Books by the Banks poster. And then Bob Shea is also going to be there. And we're really excited about having him at the festival.
Yeah, Bob Shea we're incredibly excited about. We're also kind of a later ad that I was another dancing author for me.
happy dance, right?
I think many authors are dancing authors for me. But Peter McCarty, who won the Caldecott for Hondo and Fabian and Moonplane, Little Bunny on the Move, one of my daughter's favorite author illustrators, is going to be in the Kids Corner as well. We also have a lot of actual characters, full-size costume, I guess. Yeah, characters. I'd okay. Be delicate. Don't want to ruin anybody's illusions that are there. We have what has become one of the favorite parts of the festival for a lot of people, which is the mascot dance party, where the costume mascots from really. The library and from a lot of the different partners dance with the children's book characters. So, yeah, much dancing involved in and around Books by the Banks.
So we got an email that said, so folks are encouraged to bring the kids. You know, we're talking about adult novels and all, but obviously with the Kids Corner and kids authors, children's authors, it's very family friendly. And the kids can talk to the authors too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm. The authors will all be in the author pavilion as well as some of them will be in the Kids Corner. And we encourage people to bring the whole family and have an experience with their favorite author.
Yeah, and literally we have books from John Hutton. Dr. John Hutton of the Blue Manatee and Children's that are geared towards babies. So we have books for babies through, you know, octogenarians. So
wow. All ages will be covered.
All ages can speak to authors and enjoy a good time.
And this is all, you know, when you're talking about starting with the infants and at that young age, this is all about promoting literacy, about getting more folks to read, right?
Absolutely. It's all about promoting the joy and love of reading. That's what the festival's all about.
Readers are made on the laps of their parents. And so many of us in the festival have, you know, this is a real labor of love and a way that we see that we're able to give back, you know, to the city of Cincinnati for all the, you know, hours of joy we've had putting it together and reading ourselves.
Well, you mentioned a little bit earlier about a writing workshop, and both writing workshops for kids and one for adults as it goes along. What other kind of panel and author sessions will you have at Books by the Banks?
Well, we have a lot. We have 16 other panel sessions. We have author spotlights with some of our headliners like Stuart Woods, James McBride, Maria Semple. We have some really fun cooking demonstrations this year. We'll have Marie Rama, who wrote the cookbook Bacon Nation, which is all about cooking with bacon. She's going to be doing a demonstration. And we're also going to have Molly Wellman, the local bartender. She's got her new book, Handcrafted Cocktails. She's going to be doing a cocktail mixing demonstration.
Molly the mixologist.
Yes,
that's right. And we'll also have a panel on paranormal fiction. We have one on YA authors. So there's a lot of different options.
And you mentioned social and social media and digital promotions for authors. And that is something that really has been catching fire, Michael. I know, you know, being in the business as you are, I mean, I know you're in the book business at the library, but when it comes to selling books, that is something that's very important these days for authors.
Yeah, we found as the sort of the technology has gotten to a place where it's now so easy to publish, to get published, to find these platforms to promote your work, We really at the festival felt it was time to expand into this. We were at that level and really put forth what we thought were best practices. That's what we were trying to kind of put this around. It's easy to go online and you're going to get a million different opinions, a million different options. We wanted to provide a place where you can come as a prospective author, a seasoned author, and find something new that you can put in your toolbox to help you get to your readers in a much more direct and personal level. And I think the festival's done a fantastic job putting that together.
Michael Link and Kate Lawrence discussing Books by the Banks, the Cincinnati USA Book Festival, happening 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday at the Duke Energy Convention Center, a free festival for kids and readers of all ages, and writers as well. If you're a writer, what does a book festival like this do for you? Give us a call at 513-419-7100 or email us, talk@wvxu.org. And I wanted to ask about feedback from the authors. You know, each year you talk about listening to the audience, to the attendees at the festival and what they want. What have authors thought about Books by the Banks?
We've gotten overwhelmingly positive feedback from the authors. I think the greatest evidence of that is we have authors that want to come back year after year. They love the festival. They start asking, you know, at this year's festival, when next year's festival is going to be and how can they apply. So I think that's great. And I think even on a more national level, we have a reputation now with publishers where they're contacting us and asking to send their authors to the festival. So I think that's that speaks a lot to the success with authors.
And that's happening at Joe Beth as well. I know you bring a lot of authors to town for both the Joseph Beth Bookseller stores. And I think Cincinnati really has become kind of a must stop, if you may, on a book tour.
Yeah, it's I think that with one of the things that with, you know, money and books not being, you know, on the publisher side, they're always looking at it. Does this amount to spend to send somebody on a tour makes sense, especially if, you know, in D.C., there's NPR's headquartered there. In New York, there's national media. In Chicago and L.A. So in a city like Cincinnati, it really has to be what can we bring to that table that nobody else is, and then getting that in front of the publishers. And that's kind of what Kate and I professionally do every day. That's our jobs. And we've worked together for now on a number of authors. And one of the things that has really helped a number of the bigger authors that we got this year is demonstrating the success we had when we worked together to host Khaled Hosseini at the public, the main branch of the public library this May. We had 1,000 people.
Wow.
And it was the biggest event on his tour. So we then take that success or the success of each festival and use it to build towards the next year. And one of the things that Kate and I have really been focused on for the last 4 years is trying to get the festival to the point where when we call a publisher or a publicist or an author and say Books by the Banks, we don't have to explain any further because there is that top of mind awareness. And this year's author lineup is tremendous and I think is a real product, especially in how much work Kate puts into it. She heads up the author team and is just a dream to work with. So it's fantastic.
Well, you mentioned how do I apply to get there? Does that mean that, you know, okay, we have over 100 authors who are showing up, national, regional, and local authors, but does that mean the list was longer? There were more people who wanted to show up and you had to say no to some?
Absolutely, which, you know, we hate to turn people down, but I guess that's a good problem for us to have. We do have an application process, and, you know, at the convention center, we're just limited by space, so we have to make certain decisions about how many authors we can have at the festival.
And we really do try to prioritize, and if you know, were to take a look at it, you would see that, you know, we do so many authors that are local and regional. And that's really the thing that we get the most excited about is helping to put so many of these authors whose books we love in the hands of readers who may not have bumped into the book so far.
Mm-hmm. So what are other criteria you look at when you're bringing these or considering these authors as they come in?
Well, we try to focus more on authors that have a newer book, so a book published within a year of the festival. That's one of the main criteria that we look at. And just, you know, based on past history, how well we think a book will do at the festival. Do we have a good audience for that kind of book? And
yeah, the issue with books that, you know, are maybe 2 years old is that more likely than not, they will have found the majority of their readers at that point.
Already, yeah.
So we focus on books within the last year who, you know, that have continued to sell, that haven't been seen at the festival, that we don't already have, you know, for instance, in the case of Molly Wellman, we didn't already have 7 cocktail books, you
right,
know?
Right.
So that is really something new for us and something that we're excited about. And it's also very much, you know, a Cincinnati book. So those are the types of things we take into account. And it's not just Kate and I, there's a whole team of people that represent all the different partners that mm-hmm. basically we sit in a room once a month and go through all the applications and really, you know, basically agonize over each one
as it goes along.
And one of the things that's really important for us while selecting the authors is making sure that we have a good variety and that we really do have something for everyone, something that appeals to all ages and all genres. So that variety is really key.
Well, we only have a moment or two left, and I wanted to ask about the future. It is Books by the Banks, and I think I remember a murmur from a couple of years ago, and you did mention, I'll put you on the spot, Kate, about how you're running out of space there at the convention center. You know, what is in the future for the Books by the Banks Cincinnati USA Book Festival?
Well, we're certainly looking at moving to the banks. That's always been the goal. We're just trying to figure out the best way to do that and do it in a really smart way that's going to benefit the festival. So we're looking at all of our options, and we're hoping within the next couple of years that we may be making a move to the banks.
Would that mean more authors? If you had more space and it could spread out a little, or do you think it's about the nice size right now?
Well, if I can jump in here for just a second, I think that's largely determined by, you know, our audience. At this point, we've grown every year, which is incredible. So a move to the banks, the expansion of the author pool, that really depends on the continued growth. More people finding out about the festival and attending. More people reading. I think there's definitely room for growth, especially at the banks project. I think it's all about, for us, quality and sustainability, making sure that we have the right authors, the right number, and that each festival is able to feed into the next festival so we can continue to bring books and the festival to Cincinnati.
Wow. Well, great reading, very exciting Books by the Banks. Thank you both for being here and wanting us to turn the page even more. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for your support.
Thank you.
Kate Lawrence, Adult Services Programming and Exhibits Manager at the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County, and Michael Link, Publisher Relations and Events Manager at Joseph F. Booksellers, discussing the Books by the Banks Cincinnati USA Book Festival coming up on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Duke Energy Convention Center. WVXU is a media partner for Books by the Banks, and you can find a link to the festival website and schedule by visiting our website, wvxu.org.